Welcome, this is Terrell from Terrell3.com. Today is June 2nd, 2016, and this is the Black Star Update Report connected to Terrell's 2016 newsletter, volume number 22. And before we go anywhere, Revolution Radio is listener-supported, biggest listener-supported radio venue on the planet, and they can always use your help. Get more information at freedomslips.com. And I recommend the seed pack, of course, being a survivalist, having my own seed pack, and I believe everybody should have one. If you're serious about neutralizing threats coming down the road, keep your eye on Venezuela. I bet you a lot of those folks wish they had seeds in the ground already. And let's see. Project supporters for this week include Kathy and Carlos and Ryan. They all went to Terrell3.com. Hit the subscription button, $25 per year. And now I am responsible for answering their questions for the lifetime of their subscription with a special Gmail address, and then their comments, questions go into the newsletter with my answers. And this particular newsletter, volume 22, has more commentary than any before. Lots of people asking lots of good questions about what's going on. 22 pages of questions and comments, including the Black Star Update Report. And where are we in the cycle right now? Well, if you listen to my 40-minute video, that thing just barely uploaded and just finished processing like a minute. If I'd have talked another minute, I'd still be waiting for that thing to process in that video. Anyway, my mind skipped just a little bit. Oh, during the update report, then I was saying that I don't really know. This is the same feeling that I felt after the Solomon Island quake event, February 6, 2013, that I mention a lot, because we had a Pacific Ocean Ring of Fire tectonic volcanic reset after that period, whenever the indicator quake values went down to the lowest levels that I've ever seen, only 107 events 2 weeks after that event. Another key event was the 8.3 Chile quake, week 34 last year. 2 weeks after that, we had no 6-magnitude earthquakes for 5 weeks straight. Very important event. And now we're going through another series of changes. The black star has been moving left in the orbit diagram about 12 degrees per year for the last decade. Now we've gone back to Sumatra, 9.5. That was December 26, 2004. 1-inch Earth axis shift. This is about the time that the black star made magnetic portal connection to our planet. And when the northern ice sheets began depleting severely, which has led to the ocean conveyor disruption now, jet stream fluctuation, strange weather. Texas is getting hammered. So we're having the way that the jet stream is oscillating and is dipping so far south, it gives us that long track north as it's looking down from the North Pole. Looks like giant petals of a flower, actually. And these long fingers reaching down is giving us that straight downwind, straight upwind. And so whenever that area sits over the central part of the United States for a significant amount of time, then we get these storms that are just brought up the moisture off the hot Gulf of Mexico. Reports are that it's now over 80 degrees. And much earlier on this year than previous years. 2016 will be the hottest year on record, beating 2015, that beat 2014. Those that think we're going into some type of mini ice age, well, that's just really not happening. And I'm surprised people are falling for the disinformation that's been bannered about on the internet, because there are reasons that the Earth core is heating up so much, just like there's reasons Jupiter's core is liquefying. And Mars quakes and mystery Martian dust storms. There's reasons for all these things. And once you understand what we're sharing through the Black Star investigation, Project Black Star investigation, then everything starts making more sense as far as the Earth changes and things. So we Kathy, Carlos, and Ryan subscribed. Paul, Catherine, and James renewed their subscriptions for week 22. From previous years, and then Randy and Mike made another nice donation. Mike's doing better, for those that are keeping up. This is Randy's Mike, Randy is a lady, by the way, an avid supporter of the research, and it's her husband that's having difficulty with this mystery sickness. It was venomous, then they're treating it with antibiotics. It's affecting his blood clotting going on. Strange stuff is going on there, and I'm hoping that he puts it behind him really, really fast. And they're watching his blood count, bending the blood, getting ready for some type of procedure. I do not have an update on that so far. But if you would, Mike can sure use your prayers and your thoughts and prayers. And I appreciate the support very, very much. You guys that are supporting the research and making the investigation possible. Now, with the Black Star update report,